Chapter 3. How does a single bullet start a world war? Confused by social structure. There is nothing immediately impressive about the community of stump-tailed macaques living at the Yerkes Primate Research Center in Lawrenceville, Georgia, apart from the fact that they've formed a government. You don't notice a government at work just by looking at the macaque troop. The 20-pound, 30-inch animals spend their days the way most macaques do, grooming, playing, eating, mating, and, of course, fighting. It's in those fights, however, that the monkey government makes itself known. Macaques are pretty good at choosing their leaders, and they do it by no less democratic a process than voting. Not just any macaque can stand for election or even wants to. You have to be big, you have to be aggressive, and under all circumstances, you have to be male. Fill those criteria, and you can start your campaign. Males in contention for leadership positions must be willing to assert themselves, taking the food they want and the mates they want pretty much whenever they want them. They have to be willing to threaten and strike when they're challenged for those resources, and they have to master subtler skills, too. They must know which individuals to court by grooming, which need occasional intimidating, and how often that intimidation needs to be applied. Do this well, and the votes start to come in, generally in the form of deferential pant grunts, bouncing, or bows from the lower-ranking monkeys. Facial expressions count as a vote, too. A silent display of bared teeth from a subordinate individual, the closest you're going to get to a smile in the macaque world, is one more sign that a supporting ballot has been cast. Enough of these, and you're the boss. Once a macaque has been installed in office, there's more than just glamour to the job. Large troops of macaques, like the Yerkes community, which is composed of 84 members, often require 3 or 4 governing males, something closer to a ruling junta than a presidency. When a brawl breaks out between lesser-ranking males, the nearest of the dominant animals will drop what he's doing, walk over to the combatants, and stand at his full height. The combatants, often as not, will break off the battle and separate. The dominant male will then groom the closest of the 2 submissives. Next, he'll turn to the other one and groom him too. Finally, he'll retreat, and the 2 former adversaries, knowing what is expected of them,